made stops in Oakland and San Francisco so far in today's show. We've also been meeting some of our neighbors in both cities through our new community storytelling project, Hear Hear. Our producers have been popping up in libraries, food banks, and schools to capture snapshots of life in these two cities, and we've been airing some of these stories here on Cross Currents. Hear Hear met San Francisco residents Carlisle Hayworth and Diana Hartman at the Polish Club in the Mission. They shared stories about food from their childhood. Let's listen in.
Here?
Here?
Here.
Okay, together. Okay.
Hear Hear.
A pop-up radio project.
From KALW.
Full name is Carlisle Hayworth. I am originally from Burlington, North Carolina. And I've lived here in the Mission for about 7 years. I was in my late 20s, early 30s before I started to get really interested in food and kind of growing food and just that sort of mentality. As a kid, I didn't really care. I didn't even think about it. And the house that I was born and raised in, we had a really big yard, and we turned a big chunk of that into a garden. But it was more than just like a backyard garden. I mean, we had to like plow it and all this stuff. It was a lot of work, but we grew all kinds of fruit and vegetables, corn and tomatoes and okra and even watermelon, green beans. As a kid, I hated it. You know, it was hot. You know, you grow food in the summer, so you have to harvest it in the summer. You spend a lot of time outside doing that, and you know, it's hot and humid in the South, so this was a lot of hard work growing and harvesting and then sitting around and kind of prepping the food, like shucking corn and opening the green beans and cutting stuff up. And you know, we did a lot of canning of squash. When I saw the garden go, for me, it was just like, hey, that's less work we're going to have to do in the summer. So it was a good thing then. But you know, I would say that's had a pretty big impact on me, because we have a little backyard now, and we're growing lots of stuff. I say we, but for the most part, my wife does almost all of it. But I'm fully supportive of her, and I eat it all. In fact, we had a meal tonight that was almost entirely of stuff that we grew in our backyard, except for the cheese. We don't grow cheese yet.
My name is Diana Hartman. I live in the Excelsior District of San Francisco. And my story is from my childhood, and just to show how your food choices change as you grow older. I come from a big Italian family, and we'd go eat at grandma's house at least 3 times a week. And on Sunday, it was pretty much pasta. And they would make a humongous amount of pasta in this gigantic bowl. And they kind of mixed it up with the sauce and the cheese for everybody to enjoy. But I would not eat cheese. And I had to watch them mix the pasta. And they would call me. They'd go, Diana, come here. We're going to mix the pasta. And I'd have to watch them mix the pasta and watch them take mine out before they mixed the cheese in. And that was a ritual, and that's the way it had to be. And if they ever couldn't find me, or somebody forgot and they mixed the pasta without me watching, I didn't trust them that they hadn't snuck some cheese in there to try to get me to eat it, and I would refuse to eat it. And just to show how things change, now I love cheese. I'll eat cheese on anything. I'll eat cheese by itself. The stinkier, the better. I just love cheese. But I can just remember that they really paid attention to me and how strong I was in my convictions about not eating the cheese, and how it meant something to them to find me and let me have things my way, because it was my way or the highway, and that's kind of stayed the same. So that's kind of who I am.